Want to help keep the lights on in Anarchy Basement? Then go to PRLFans.com. There you can find links to Patreon, PayPal, our Bitcoin info, and other ways to help support the podcast. Now, enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Punk Rock Libertarians Podcast, episode 486. Tonight, I'm here with Alex.
Good to see you guys.
James Babb.
So good to be here.
Kyle.
Hey, everybody.
And welcome to the show, Doug.
Yeah, it's been a whole pandemic since I've been on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
A plandemic, if you will.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Kind of like,
were you in the basement? Did you go to the Anarchy Basement?
Yeah. Yep. In the basement.
I think you were on another time prior. I could have swore, like, I think you was.
You were on video once. You were on, yeah, like, this shit once, too, because I remember you were in some kind of, like, basement. There was, like, a bunch of shit everywhere.
Doug, give us your.
That sounds like Anarchy Basement.
No. It wasn't Anarchy Basement.
He's saying it was
video.
Right,
that does sound like Anarchy Basement, too.
I miss that, man. Remember he had, like, all the posters behind us and everything, and he had, like, old guitars everywhere, and I don't know.
Guns.
Like, knives. It was, like, a bunch of horror posters from, like, you know, 80s B horror movies.
Yeah, that wall was dope.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shannon.
Now it's just crosses on his
and prayers.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've never been over Matt's new place. But
he has a new place?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He lives with his parents, but
oh, okay.
Anarchy attic now.
Well, anyway. I mean, there's no more anarchists than just not owning stuff.
Yeah. Doug, how you doing, man?
It's been a stressful week, but I mean, I'm relatively fine. Just glad that wasn't one of the nights that I was driving over our beloved bridge on my way home from work, and it's cold water, and I'm not a good swimmer in the cold.
Yeah, they say hypothermia sets in 6 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's like 5 to 6 minutes. At 41 degrees, yeah, it's pretty bad.
But your ability to swim to shore might be dramatically reduced in the cold.
No, I would have swam to one of the metal things sticking out of the water and climbed on it.
I've heard that in 50 degree water, this is for like kayaking, like sea kayaking, 50 degree water, you have a 50% chance of swimming 50 feet. Like,
yeah,
it's no joke.
Even 60 degrees is going to be pretty tough.
Mm.
I mean, think about it. You go to Ocean City. I don't know where you're at, Bab. That water's like 70 degrees and it feels like it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. They found two of the guys, and I couldn't believe it, man. I'm surprised you didn't hear it from your house, Doug. Like, I mean, full disclosure, Doug lives like literally, you could see 695, like the overpass, yeah, from his backyard. I'm about a mile, 2 miles from it, and I didn't hear anything. You didn't hear anything?
Yeah,
let's just get right into the conspiracy theories, right?
It was dead silent. I didn't hear anything. And I'm telling you, I woke up every helicopter that flew by.
Yeah, I hear the fog horns, I hear the trains coming in and out of the port. No. I don't know. Maybe the bridge was never real, Doug.
No, it was definitely real.
Just a hologram.
No, it was a hologram. No, we're not going that far off in our conspiracy land. But
I mean,
anybody hear the president's, like, didn't the president respond right away and say, it's an accident. It's an accident. And the federal government's going to pay for it.
We have that was a couple hours after, but this was, and I have the clip in here, literally the FBI director, newly appointed field director for the Baltimore field office, because it collapsed at, the ship hit it at 1:30 in the morning, according to it was 1:30 in the morning and it collapsed immediately. They called, like, when I was driving to work in the morning at 7 o'clock because I woke up to Twitter seeing this and I'm like, holy shit. Like, I cannot believe this. This is insane. And then driving into work, listening to the local radio station right off the bat, Baltimore Police Commission, they're interviewing in a press conference. He said, we don't believe, or we're ruling out terrorism. I'm like, you're the police commissioner of Baltimore City. You can barely solve murders, but you're going to just completely just wasn't terrorism or an act of sabotage. 10,000
unsolved rape kits waiting, you know, for testing.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
I'm like, that's an odd thing to say.
I can tell you that a couple people that come into the bar work at the port, right?
Yeah.
And one of the guys actually prepares the ships for disembarking. And he was saying that the ship was having engine troubles before it disembarked the port, that they were actually working on it. And then they just made the executive call to go. Now, here's the problem. The bay pilots, the people who get on that are locally licensed and whatnot, they should have gotten on that ship and said, no, you're staying.
They did. They were on the ship, right?
They were on the ship, but they should have known from the incidents that happened at port when they were being worked on, their engines were being worked on at port, that there was a problem, and they should have basically, they had the power to call it and cut it. So the reason why they decided to disembark and they got so far off course that they were able to hit that pillar.
There's a lot of things that, we've been gathering some insider intel, and they said it lost power, what, like 3 times?
Yeah.
And then that's before it
lost power several times at dock.
So do we have the video? Let me pull up the actual video, because here, and you can see it like up. I'm going to pull it up. You can see the power go out. You see it veering off course and right directly towards the main support that supports this entire like span.
Well, they also dropped the anchor, remember, as a last ditch effort. Which they dropped the one on one side, which basically makes the ship go the other way. Now, as James was saying about Biden, Biden, there's hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to this port, and it's an election year. So Biden's promising the moon to everybody. I don't think it's going to get done. I don't think the federal government's going to come through. I think it's going to be.
Why is it? Well, yeah. Why are the tax victims going to foot the bill instead of the insurance company?
Because they think that if the federal government pays for it, it's all good. They don't say, hey, we're going to put this on the taxpayer. In reality, they're going to put it on the taxpayer, but it's going to be put on the taxpayer that's 30 years from now.
Yeah, this was the clip from Biden.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting.
Can't even say
from the state of Delaware, there are a trainer by car.
My train.
Been in Baltimore Harbor many times.
Yeah. My train.
Pause that.
Him again. Very confident.
Pause that. Hold on.
This was the beginning of his. This was
somebody said to me earlier, is there a train track on the bridge?
No.
I said, what are you, stupid?
No. Well, come on. He's talking. He has to be lying. Right.
I mean,
like,
no,
he's incapable of actually just reading off the cue card. He has to improvise some lies. It's just
if he would have taken the train, he would have gone through Baltimore City, nowhere near. He wouldn't even had to go over this river.
I bet you they beat him when he got off stage. They're like, we told you to read off the cue card.
They're like, you didn't get your shot of meth before going up there.
Yeah. Right. Well, they didn't have time to find an orphanage to harvest the adrenochrome to get him ready. You know, this is such a surprise event. You know,
they're like, oh no, yeah, the bridge collapsed.
Especially since P. Diddle got all the orphanages already.
He was a senator before.
Ordered the supply of little kids.
Yes, right. Biden was a senator from Delaware.
Right. Yeah. So he takes helicopters. They take three helicopters from D.C. mid-afternoon every Friday and take them back to his Delaware home. So
the train is much more environmentally friendly.
Well, regardless, I mean, so I was thinking, when would he have been commuting not by helicopter? And it would have been before his presidential and probably even before his vice presidential time.
Yeah,
I'm not
a long
sure.
time ago.
1963, when he was busy.
This, like, the dementia that he's showing now, he should remember the bridge as a car only bridge.
Yeah, it is weird. Many, many times he commuted by train or by car over the bridge. Yeah,
mostly by train.
Do you agree with me that it's just a nature of his dementia now that he's physically incapable of getting in front of the microphone and not spouting some lie?
I would agree with that.
He just can't do it. It's just not possible.
Yeah, they bring him out. It's a total photo op for all the local politicians because the mayor. Oh, yeah. The mayor of Baltimore is running for re-election, so he has to look like he.
Oh, he's going to be so like Rudy Giuliani.
Oh,
he's
yeah, ready it's to, his he's moment. It's his moment.
Wreckage with a microphone.
Did you hear the mayor talking about DEI?
Yeah, do you? Do we have clips of that, Jared? So I guess maybe
I need to find this
point. So he.
It's going to be the most inclusive bridge ever.
He says it's another. It basically means the N-word.
Yeah, I seen that. Somebody posted that earlier. It's DEI, everything means the N-word.
So they're trotting him out, and obviously this is national and global news. So a lot of people are like, this is your mayor? And it's like, yeah, it's Baltimore City. They vote for a bunch of retards. It's this is par for the course.
Yeah,
well, to be fair, you don't know who they're voting for. I mean, that's
right. Yeah. I mean, look, we don't know. At least.
That's what they claim.
Yeah. I mean, it's the city's been run by dumb Democrats for years, black, white, or indifferent. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And then
who knows what people? Who knows who's voting for what?
Yeah.
Oh, and did you know?
And not just call for black people, Republicans.
Oh, let's go back. This is Joy Reid. Let's go back here.
I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so.
Go back, Jared. What did she just say? Go back. Just like
not just call for black Republicans.
Hang on, let's see. Don't step on it. What the fuck?
Joining me now is Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
Shit, we missed it.
I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if automobiles and farm and construction machinery, a top importer of sugar and second in the nation for export of coal, and not just coal for black people, Republicans, coal for everybody. Joining me now is Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the nerve to be black and also a mayor.
Oh. Well, I think
he's got the same fashion designer as Betterman.
He got a haircut.
We
got
to stay here.
Well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a saying anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to
racism,
this country.
Everybody.
And what they mean by DEI,
not that you're
in my opinion,
moron.
Is
he's talking about DEI.
To this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong.
How DEI is an actual legitimate acronym, right?
Yeah.
Like duly elected incumbent.
No, but I mean, like, he's saying
diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, they use that shit all the time, but then it's like when you say it, and then it's like, oh, that's a racial slur now. It's like,
I mean, I will say people are blaming every single thing going wrong on DEI, which is kind of ridiculous.
It's very true. And these conservatives it's kind of like, and Maj put out a tweet about it too, because there's a lot of these conservative goofies that their closet racism comes out, you know?
Yeah.
And they blame it on that. But let's be fucking real. It's like not everybody's saying that DEI is real. And there's a lot of unqualified people being put into positions they otherwise would never step foot into to meet these requirements pushed upon by ESG and basically, you know, social credit scores by these corporations to maintain to get funding from BlackRock. But no, if you mention DEI, like that's the thing. Conservatives don't understand how to push back against this bullshit. Instead of saying DEI, why don't you just say these people are highly unqualified they're not even qualified to run a 7-Eleven, manage a 7-Eleven, let alone manage our lives and govern over us. You know, that's what they should say regardless. But these people are they're unimpressive.
Well, anybody who's not racist should immediately flag this bullshit as just being the worst thing for equal rights like ever. You know, it's like affirmative action times 100 from Kamala Harris to the whole Biden administration that guy, that dude who stole luggage at the airport,
right?
The dress,
or Pete, or the, Mayor Booty Juice,
the trans health expert,
Mayor Booty Juice
eating during the disaster. You know, like
he's a total failure. He's a total bring in the gay man who has no background in anything. Not that I'm saying these departments should exist, but as soon as you attack anybody personally, they immediately go to the identity politics. Like, oh, you're homophobic. It's like, no, this guy sucks at his fucking job. Who's that one gay guy who writes for Brad Palumbo? And I had to respond via the PRL. And I was like, you know what? Would you stop? And I responded with Dave Smith, a clip from his stand-up. And it's like, would you stop being a fucking faggot for 5 minutes? You know, because that's the thing. They immediately go to like, you're attacking us, you're homophobic. It's like, no, how about these people are incompetent? They should not be in these fucking positions to begin with. Well, regardless,
the people that are part of these groups should be the loudest to protest, because it makes the whole like reputation come under question at any job now, right? Like, oh, you're a president of a major university.
Yeah,
you know, like, are you qualified? Gee, that's going to be a coin flip at best.
Yeah,
right.
This whole DEI, you could be like,
hey, I'm president, and take credit for this amazing achievement.
Yeah, it's setting back race relations. All this DEI shit is so toxic and just setting us back. And it's just another thing to distract.
It was developed in order to destabilize our society and replace our country with a whole new culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some Kamala Harris videos.
Should we go off the bridge yet?
Some comedic levity.
All right. Yeah,
what
do you want to go on the bridge?
No, I'm just. Are we moving on from the bridge? I mean, I thought we, that the bridge keep, was.
Well, let's see what Kamala has to say here. Right, oh, this was in Kamala. Puerto Rico. She's just like, oh.
Oh, you see, the other people started clapping first. So that guy. So she's decided to clap.
What was the song about, Babs? It was a protest song, correct? And then,
yeah, I wish we had the lyrics overlaid. But
we'll have to we'll ask Olga next time we have her on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It says. Kamala Harris unknowingly claps along with a song in Spanish protesting her during her visit to Puerto Rico. What they were saying, I guess, was, we want to know, Kamala, what did you come here for? We want to know. The vice president is here making history. We want to know what she thinks of the colony. Long live free Palestine and Haiti, too.
Smack.
I don't care. I mean, she doesn't speak the language, you know, she's just vibing with the music. Like, that's kind of a low blow, in my opinion.
Let's give Kamala a chance to speak in her language, which the next clip we have, just to remind us, you know, the quality. She could be president. I still think she might be the nominee. Like,
yeah,
it's possible. I mean, she could be president tomorrow.
No, Joe's going to win it, and then he's going to have a misfortune.
Today is today. And yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow.
I think.
Well, this is definitely not real, dude.
So the future today will be as the past today.
Is this AI?
As it is tomorrow.
It's real.
Today is today.
Oh, there. It just restarted. I mean, that sounds like she's got Biden's dementia.
That might have been fake, man.
So, that's definitely fake.
Two in a row. Like, you can't.
Ramble, rants, reproductive
freedom.
How
would you know that's fake?
This is two in a row where you cannot do these shitty attacks where it's a low blow or it's not a fair criticism of the person. I'm no fan of Kamala, but the first time she doesn't speak Spanish, and the fact that she claps along with a song that has rhythm to it, she's just trying to fit in, and to mock her for that and call her an idiot just because she doesn't understand what's being said, That's not fair to her. And then the second one was a doctored video. So these are two shitty attacks on a person.
How do you know it's doctored? Can we confirm that?
I mean, it said ramble rants on the
fairly obvious.
She's not going to sit there and talk in front of a sign that says ramble rants. So that was definitely doctored. You know, there's enough stuff that they do wrong that's actually wrong that we don't have to go down and like make stuff up, and we shouldn't be.
I thought it was real. I'm still not convinced. If you have something
similar speeches that the doctored ones are so close to reality, it's hard to tell anymore.
I think she's a little bit more cognitive than that, though.
I don't know.
Biden's thing was real. He really said, you know, I take the train over to Key Bridge, or I took a train over to Key Bridge.
Biden does that all the time. I mean,
but we can't sit here and like make stuff up or take these kind of low attacks that aren't true. I mean, that just discredits us.
We can still enjoy them, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You guys all agree it's fake? I'm still like not sure.
I'm fairly certain it's fake. It seems kind of.
We'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say like even she could not be that drugged up and idiotic. But
no, that's
supposed to know?
Based on a true story.
What up, James?
Right.
Oh, James, gentlemen, chiming in here. But yeah, I don't know. It's good. I guess maybe. Kamala, who knows? Fuck her. Let's get off her.
No,
but anyway,
let's just pass.
let's just get. But so back to the bridge. So, Doug, what are your thoughts? Do you think this was a potential inside job? I mean, bringing up the map here. Look at so let's see here. For those that are unfamiliar, for people out of like unfamiliar with like where this bridge is and where the port's located. Look at this map of the Port of Baltimore and the bridge impact. And Jared's going to bring up the map for – this is a maptism moment. so
I mean, you know, as a daily commuter
here, so
on the bridge.
Here's the maptism minute. Jared will bring up the docks here. But it just seems pretty coordinated. If you were looking to maybe, like, shut down the sixth largest port in the country.
Wait, what are we looking for?
It's the first one. Second topic. It's the map of the Port of Baltimore with the bridge impact. So what do you think, Doug? What are your thoughts?
I'm saying that I think the captain of the ship was an idiot. Honestly, I mean, I don't think it was intentional. And I've heard all the conspiracy theories. And I even thought some up myself. I mean, it's possible that I could be wrong, but I mean, that ship is very big, and I'm telling you, and you know, you and I have taken the boat out under the bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, any ship like that, that's going to hit the bridge. I mean, there's no way.
For that to happen by accident, that's like a plane hitting a skyscraper. It's just never going to happen.
Well, not really. The bridge is quite large and the channel is actually quite small. So the actual channel that they were supposed to be in is probably like 30, 50, maybe 100 feet. I don't know. I'm bad with measurements, but it's not.
Why were they so quick to dismiss it as a total accident?
Maybe because
obviously no investigation at all had taken place.
No,
right. Cyber attack. Was it the Ukrainian captain? What
was
it?
There was no Ukrainian.
There at least have been like, we're going to investigate this thoroughly because of the enormous damage.
So my thing is they just built those power lines that are right next to the bridge, right?
Yeah.
They
so
just built
here's
them.
A map. Like,
and
here's,
they completely missed the power lines. I mean, if you wanted to cause more devastation, you would have taken both the power lines and the bridge, because the power lines would have knocked out power redundancy for the whole region.
Maybe they tried. I mean, you know, or they decided that shutting down a major north-south artery on the East Coast and a major port was going to be enough of a hit to just make everybody, you know, like just, I mean, there are people that, I mean, I'm not saying there's any evidence to support this, but the questions have to be asked.
Well, let me just
right? There has to be an investigation of the computers, the video,
I'm sure they're
interviewing
doing
all the people.
They need to find out who's going to pay the insurance.
if it was intentional, they did a good job of making it look like an accident because they dropped anchor and they did radio mayday before they hit. So there were signs that they were trying to avoid this.
Yeah, it was a hack, though. Like, and they were lose power.
They literally gave them enough time to stop traffic on the bridge. I mean,
but it was 1:30 on a Monday night, though. 1:30 on a Monday or Tuesday morning, technically, right? Or no.
Monday night. Yeah, Monday night. I mean, if I were to think about it as thing, I would say that somebody from Trade Point Atlantic took the bridge out in order to bolster port traffic to their little berth.
And they wanted to and they wanted to minimize casualties. So they chose the middle of the night. They called it in. They didn't know a construction crew would be on there. They didn't think anybody get hurt.
Well, that's the thing.
Why would they want to business? Why would they want to minimize casualties, though?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
They just want to make money. You know,
the construction crew thing.
How do they make money off of shutting down the port?
If you're another port, or you've got other products,
Trade Point. You know, so what we're talking about is Trade Point Atlantic. So look at all these on this map that I'm sharing for those listeners. Basically, the Key Bridge, you have to enter under the Key Bridge to get into the Port of Baltimore. So there's like literally the entire Port of Baltimore. There's something like 40 some ships stuck in there that can't get out.
So it's
shut down for months, maybe a year until they get the bridge out of there. So that's just like
in this map. Shut down. In this map, that ship could only berth at Sigret or Dundalk. It couldn't hit any of the other little yellow spots around the edge. Because the draft of the ship is too deep.
But they're all taken out because of the bridge.
Yeah. Well, so there's no deep water port in Baltimore anymore. Like this Trade Point Atlantic is basically right outside the bridge. And it used to be where.
And it's not even that deep. I think it's only like 40 or 50 feet. And they just dredged it and dredged up all that heavy metal waste from the steel mill.
Yeah, it used to be it closed back in. When did they stop making steel there at Sparrows Point? Probably like what?
In 97? No, actually, probably 2008, actually.
Yeah, after the financial collapse, they basically were like, all right, that's it. We're not making steel here in America anymore. Yeah. And it was barely hanging on for years.
I'm fairly certain that the steel of that bridge is actually made at Sparrows Point.
And the other thing, too, is like the other aspect, too, is that bridge. So the way. It's the only way to basically, because if you take 95, which connects the entire Northeast, the whole Eastern Seaboard, any oversized load, because there's a lot of people like, oh, what's the big deal? It's just a bridge. It's like, okay, so that bridge, basically any hazardous material, there's an oil refinery on the other side, Curtis Bay. So any hazardous material, any oversized truckloads that come in and out of the port or are just in transit up and down the East Coast, there's no way they can get through the tunnels because there's height restrictions. And you can't take hazmat through the tunnels.
There's no hazmat, So now they're either going to go around the city.
They're either going to have to cut through the city, which is a nightmare, which is an infrastructure. I mean,
they're not going to be able to.
Yep.
Well, let's look at it from the perspective of Klaus Schwab, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did it cause mayhem? Check. Right?
Check.
Economic calamity? Check. Check.
More you know, so like that
panic and division and just people freaking
DEI
out
bullshit and people criticizing black politicians,
a whole bunch of new contracts for select businesses. Check. Right.
And in reality, the layoffs at the port have already started.
Yeah. Doug, you were down at the bar. So Doug has a bar. Literally, you can see
the port.
Literally, you can see the cranes and everything. It's a block of like two blocks away from the port. But so what are the locals chatting about around the watering hole, Doug?
They're just, they're talking about the layoffs that have been starting, all the non-essential people. Apparently they've gotten rid of anyone that's on work visas already. And now they're moving on to, people who've been there for a long time. They're trying to go by seniority.
They're already talking about having an emergency legislation session. Like there'll be emergency legislation to bail out.
A lot of people will be probably laid off until the channel's clear, and they'll probably get the channel clear pretty quick. I mean,
I bet you they're going to get emergency relief payments.
Oh,
and Pete Buttigieg will fly in with a giant check. and like, oh, we're going to have all these new federal jobs. We're going to build this bridge back better. It's going to be, you know, we're going to do, it's going to be a high speed monorail this time, you know, like we're not even going to allow cars on this time.
Yeah. It's only going to be trains.
Yeah. And bicycles.
We're going to have bike lanes. Baltimore City is all about bike lanes.
Don't let
it's going to be wheelchair accessible.
It's going to be the best bridge ever. They're going to build it back. So, yeah.
How many of you guys think this thing was intentional? So I think Alex thinks it was. I'm just trying to get a quick vote. James, you think it was intentional?
Well, obviously we don't know, but we could talk about percentage chances. I'm going to say there's at least a 5% chance it was intentional.
That's pretty low. We might put you down for accident. Yeah,
that's a good point. Baltimore will be stealing Ukraine's money now. So that kind of brings in my point. That's kind of like where I think, like Babs thinks it's World Economic Forum. I don't know for a fact, but I would say if I were Russia,
I mean,
and you have a bunch of Russian hackers that could hack the computer systems or the engine controls or the computer system of this ship,
or bribe that Ukrainian captain and a few crew members,
right? A Sri Lankan. Let's talk about
these are
that
all
too.
Indian.
Indian-owned company.
It was not Ukrainian.
It was an Indian-owned company. So it was an Indian-owned company, and it was heading for Sri Lanka, and it was flying
Singaporean.
Under a Singaporean ship, but it was the whole crew was Indian, and it was heading to Sri Lanka.
Ukrainian captain.
No, with a Ukrainian cap, but
no, it wasn't.
Baltimore, pilots, like harbor pilots.
Well, here's what I'm.
The harbor pilots just stand there and tell them what to do.
Here's why I think maybe. Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, Nord Stream pipeline. Putin sitting back. You blew up my pipeline. Okay, then all of a sudden this terrorist attack.
The port of Baltimore, dude.
Yeah, no, think about it. Okay, wait, Jared. All those. Okay, here, I got a theory.
Alex is like that guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia with like the lines all over in the basement with like
the
pinboard with the strings that all connect.
To the show, dude.
Kyle, think about why this is strategic. It's the sixth largest port in the country. Okay, not to mention all. No, Jared. See, that's the thing.
Everybody hates it anyway.
You've been in your house for too long. They ship all the fucking tanks and tractors and everything.
Why do you think I never leave my house, Alex?
You never leave your house, dude. You work from home.
I saw you like 3 days ago.
Oh, that's true. Every once in a blue moon, Jared leaves his house. You don't get out much. But what I'm getting at,
the roadway and the port, it's
sorry, I don't work out at the docks infrastructure, like you, Alex.
If somebody wanted to strike a blow against the infrastructure, this would have been like a strategic windfall.
Someone could have easily took a small dinghy and rode by there with some kind of incendiary charge and just dropped it on a timer and rolled away, and it would have just happened. They didn't need to call to have Putin call the Indians Indians.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. You're probably right.
I can do
how hard would it be to just like put a ring of explosives around one of the supports and just
all right. Can you guys see my screen?
Yeah. The Indian division of the Azov Battalion.
No.
Oh, there's
I got the guy from Always Sunny. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, I think you gotta go to him.
Dang.
Long story short, but you know, all the Bradley tanks.
Okay.
All the Bradley tanks, all the Humvees. Yeah, right. Okay, that's me.
All right. We'll leave this up for a second while Alex tells us what happened here.
Yeah. Okay. So a year ago, when they were like, we're not gonna send them Bradley fighting vehicles and we're not gonna send them Abrams tanks. And then we did. Guess where they were shipped out of? The Port of Baltimore. The Port of Baltimore. Just saying. So all this military equipment that's showing up in Ukraine, I'm just saying, not to mention there's 40 ships like stuck in the Port of Baltimore. A lot of those ships are Naval Reserve ships that have been sitting there that are docked on the taxpayers' dime that are just sitting there at the ready in case World War III breaks out. They're massive ships to load up with like tanks, Humvees, anything you need.
You're talking about Donald Keith Avenue?
Yeah, there's two of those. Yeah. And then there's two. There, like, anytime you're in Fells
what does
Point,
this have to do with the bridge? Can you connect?
They're stuck there. You can't deploy them. They're fucked. Like, this is asymmetric warfare.
What if this was just like a preliminary setup for the main assault coming like tomorrow?
Right? Could be.
Like, you know, this like this was just to neuter defenses, and now you know comes the real deal.
Dude. Well, because there's all the train traffic in the Baltimore. They have all like you have CSX and Norfolk Southern that come into the port, and all that military equipment that was sent over to Ukraine. I remember it was an antiwar.com article. I remember quite a few people shared it. It came out of the port of Baltimore when they put those Bradley tanks and Abrams.
If this is Putin, why wouldn't the U.S. be like jumping? Like, why wouldn't the U.S. media be jumping on this? Like, this is like they're so itching to go to war. Why would they just hide it?
Yeah, why would they? I mean, they would want to hide it from us.
No, they'll hide it from us. Like, all they do is fabricate shit about Putin every day.
Because they know. Because here's the thing.
Why would they take a real thing and be like, oh, we're going to immediately dismiss this?
Because he's not fucking around anymore. Because it's like, we think we can go around the world just doing whatever we want. And then when it actually, like, find out.
What if Americans suddenly felt vulnerable?
Right. Imagine the panic.
Wouldn't that change the whole war support? Like, overnight?
I'm fairly annoyed by this whole situation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would they hide? Why would they say like, or this would is they,
or
this
is an election year, Jared? It's election year, Jared.
Been like, we're like, right. Oh, Putin will never get away with this. We're Look, deploying the fleet. You okay. know, like exactly. we're launching the missiles.
I just want the Russians to come land in central Baltimore, okay, with a ground invasion. They'll see the state of the city and say, we can't fuck it up anymore. And they'll leave.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's my theory is that this might have been a preemptive, like, asymmetric warfare to kind of cut supply lines.
I think it was just
speaking
accident.
Of asymmetric warfare.
What's asymmetric?
You know, did we? It's I don't know if we really ever did we ever it's discuss the Moscow is. Terror attack on this show? Like,
you're talking about the
that
the,
too, the, and that just recently happened. So you think you think for a chance
the Islamic State one?
Yeah.
The one they blamed on, you know, ISIS, right? Which is supposedly like an Israel cutout organization.
No, ISIS claimed it, but then Putin said it was Ukraine.
No, but I think Putin backtracked and said it was ISIS.
Oh, really? He must have had a Biden moment.
But there were some speeches prior. There, where they were, I think even it was Victoria Nuland. Like, she was around at the time, and she was like, "Oh, there's going to be some nasty surprises for Putin.
Surprises on the battlefield,
specifically mentioned asymmetrical warfare against Putin."
Yep.
Right.
So I'm telling.
So that, what is what does asymmetrical warfare really mean? Isn't that a euphemism for terrorism? Or just another, depending on you're on the other side, it's asymmetrical warfare. If you're the side like getting it, it's terrorism.
Yeah, it's like usually it's like one just army being attacked, is
right.
Is like guerrilla.
You know,
like a guerrilla.
Jared, you're still breaking up a little bit. I wanted to really touch on, we didn't put it on the topic list, but this was a great topic. The treatment of the Russian, the suspects in that attack. They beat the shit out of them. You know, the guys are all bloodied and bruised.
They're missing
and
eyes and ears.
They cut the one guy's ear off. Yeah, or sliced his ear. I don't know if they cut it off.
They tortured
I heard they cut
him,
it
right?
off and fed it to him.
Yeah,
that was just really based. Gruesome stuff. So, you know, I think the debate there's obviously a civil rights debate to be had there because these guys they haven't been convicted yet. And then you talk about, what really is appropriate for police forces to do to this kind of suspect. And the side that's for civil rights has said, you know, even in Russia, they have movements where they support civil rights. And they're like, look, if they do this to these guys, you're just telling the secret police and the police that this kind of behavior is acceptable. And the next time they do it to political opponents or to journalists, that's all they know, because we tolerate it. We tolerate this kind of prisoner abuse with this. And now we're going to tolerate it with other people as well. Well, so
you think people are largely approving of the, of their treatment, and they're like, yeah, fuck those guys. Cut their ears.
Sure. For sure. I think the Russian society has become,
I'm approving it.
I think the Russian society has become more, I don't know, hostile because of the Ukrainian war. They're in wartime mode right now, and I don't think there's any sympathy whatsoever. And I think they're like, good, you know. And I know the Russians are like, we're sending a message to future terrorists. We want to show this. We want to release videos of these guys being tortured. We want to show their faces so that the next person that tries to commit a terrorist act,
I think it's a good thing.
Intimidated.
It might. No, I think it's a good thing. And here's why: because it was a total CIA op. And maybe this will send a fucking message to the CIA and people, pieces of shit like Victoria Nuland, that when you pay these poor bastards to carry out atrocities, that there's going to be fucking consequences. And I'm sick of this civil liberty shit. Like, fuck that. Like, they caught
them.
Why
would they care? Alex, you're a libertarian.
No, I'm not a libertarian anymore. I'm saying that I'm coming out right now on the podcast. Okay. I'm not. I'm telling you, dude. Fuck the state. And when a state is literally paying people to murder your own civilians, then you're that at the very least, they, you know, if government needs to exist, at the very least, they need to protect their citizens. And if these fucking assholes, where they have evidence and they're escaping and they are trying to get to the Ukrainian border, which is shut down, like, that's the thing that's crazy, is the fact that, like, why would you escape if Ukraine wasn't implemented? If these, they had all this information, they interrogated them. They found out, like, yes, they were getting paid. They had all the evidence. No, fuck that. You need to send a message that you are never going to do this again. Fuck you, CIA.
Why? You, like, if you had this kind of capability,
you think it's
why
CIA,
would you do it in Moscow and not against Israel, right? Or one of the more or one of the Israel's supporters?
I don't think it was ISIS, because they blurred their face. Like, when ISIS claimed, like, oh, it was us, they, like, blurred their faces. So right then and there, like, why would they do that?
Here's the weird thing. Like,
and then Victoria Nuland saying, like, oh, there's going to be a surprise. It's like, whenever she's involved, you know, it's an op. And I,
you know, it's mass murder.
You know, it's like they were involved. So, Kyle, I get what you're saying, but I was like, in this situation, it's like, no, like, Russia is, like, putting their foot down. They're like, guess what? We're sick and tired. That was this whole Ukraine thing's about. We've been fucking around too much throughout the world. And I'm not saying, like, us, but our foreign policy of intervention. And if they need to cut fucking people's ears off and fucking feed them to them, cut their fucking balls off and whatever, to tell the United States with their interventionism, like, you need to cease and desist.
That's not
going to
stop them. Why would these psychopaths care if, like, their it might
patsies. Like, if some government agent, hey, we'd like you to carry this out. Oh, hell no, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not carrying out an act of terror. It doesn't matter. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing your bidding.
To your point, Alex.
These guys, they don't care.
Russia came out in support for Hamas and the Gazians. So why would Islamic State attack Russia?
Yeah.
If they're supporting other Islamic terrorists.
Because not everything is about Israel. There's all sorts of conflict.
But Israel.
Chechnya or who knows what.
I really feel like Russia was supplying the stuff to Hamas to attack Israel, to draw support away from Ukraine.
What are you talking about? The hang gliders or the
missed rockets?
What did they contribute? You know,
shitty Russian rockets. I mean, you know, not the ICBMs, but the little stuff. You know,
we're told that was Iran. That's Iran.
No, that they're friends with Russia too.
I feel like I don't know.
Syria. I mean, Syria's a lot. I mean, this just this whole geopolitical, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
and Russia's deep into Syria too.
I mean, they have a port. And I think they have an air force base. They have an air force in Syria. They have a port.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
I don't know.
There's a lot of facts we don't have, a lot of things we don't know. And then on this podcast, we sit here and speculate about how this was actually a CIA orchestrated operation or what have you. And it's like, we don't know.
It's assertion basement. That's what we do.
Listen,
and this our was job is to
blame the federal government. And we're right 99.99% of the time. We don't actually have to do fact checking. Okay.
This is the fact check free zone.
I mean, even like, you know, even the Ukrainian war, for sure, it's really about NATO encroachment on Russia's borders. That's what Russia doesn't want. And the theory is that the United States backed the Ukrainian revolution in 2014 to get rid of a pro-Russian president and install a pro-European president. And, you know, it's safe. Project Liberal says it is safe to speculate anything is a CIA operation. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's still just all speculation.
Or Mossad.
You know, I mean, certainly there were a lot of Ukrainians that were happy about that revolution that wanted that pro-Russian guy out. You know, if it was a CIA operation, you still have to have significant support from the population to get something like that to work. They have to really oppose the current regime. And I think the Ukrainians did oppose that regime and were ready for change.
Also, if you opposed it, Azov Battalion might come and torture you. Or like, I mean, it was a violent, brutal regime that was keeping people in line.
And it didn't start in 2014.
Like, I mean, just look at what they're doing. If you try to not get drafted, they'll freaking drag your ass off the street.
That's what blows my mind. Like,
you know,
like why would they
violent?
You know, so
the old government and the new one. Sorry, Alex.
Oh no, that's kind of going back to the terrorists, like the that carried out the attack in Moscow. They're escaping back to the border of between Ukraine and Russia. So it's like clearly an op because. Okay, clear. Well, on the Russian border, they're going to protect the border.
If you were like number one outlaw in Russia, wouldn't Ukraine be a good place to run to? Or mean,
yeah, exactly. I mean, so there were so many things where it's like, yeah, if they're guilty, I don't know. Set the example that we will not tolerate. You know, patsies being influenced by.
I mean,
the West,
I understand the emotional response. Right. But the idea is to have policies that aren't made emotionally and to look at the bigger picture and say, like, look, I don't trust government prosecutors. I don't trust and you might think this is an open and shut case, but you never know. You never know who they picked up. Everybody deserves like a proper defense. And, you know, as close to a trial of your peers as you can get. And then if they're guilty, do whatever you want to them. I don't care. But I don't want to support, you know, like, you know, taking their eyes out or their ears off.
Yeah, I mean, that was,
you know, like, it's not, we're not Jack Bauer here, you know, like.
Where's the, yeah, I mean, that was such propaganda too. Like, oh, you know, like during the Bush years, like, oh, terrorism works. Look at 24, whenever Jack Bauer is like.
Yeah, torture as a product placement. You know, like that's the way they handled it.
It's like, oh, as soon as you start torturing, they just spill the beans. Like, yeah, we did it. You know,
I mean, like, you know.
You know, like torture, like
our the Americans' favorite form of torture is waterboarding. So, you know, I think that'd be nicer than cutting people's ears off.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, we have the most humane torture of any civilized country.
Yeah, we just let them go in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
No, we've done much worse than waterboarding. I'm sure we have the black sites, right? Where they, I mean, I'm sure they tortured the crap out of people. Especially, you know, the Guantanamo situation that none of those people are getting trials. They're just being detained indefinitely.
Like the testing on our own soldiers could be considered torture that they did with psychoactives. And
but at least they signed up.
No.
Yeah, it was in the contract. It was a small print when you.
Not sure they knew what they were getting into, but yeah.
By the way, we have a super soldier program, and we're not going to. You just consented. You totally agreed. It was in the small print.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the club, guys. So what else is on the agenda?
Do we want to go into? Where do we go?
There's a lot of stuff to talk about.
P. Diddler.
Yeah. P. Diddler. So what do you guys think? Is this a distraction to distract us from the rest of Clown World, or is this legit? Or
I don't know. It's definitely not distracting me from the bridge.
Yeah.
Can somebody summarize the? My understanding is that he was engaged in trafficking or something like sex trafficking of minors. Is that the accusation?
Right. Plus, we got a lot of people have come forward. I've got a video of him with Justin Bieber.
Didn't his ex-manager come forward?
Everybody's coming forward now.
Yeah, I just don't understand that kind of shit.
Like, where are these people's parents? They're like, oh, he's going to be at Puff Daddy's party all weekend. I won't worry about it.
It's very reminiscent of that, the other guy, R. Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly,
right. He was a guy that would bring these young underage girls into his mansion and then, you know, do all sorts of things to them, you know, and they and he's in a similar position. He's an older guy, a well-known famous artist. And, you know, probably just taking advantage of that. And I, well, I say that I don't know if these women came there willingly. Or what the situation
is. Well, part of it was also like a blackmail operation where he would have these parties and there'd be a lot of minors involved, a lot of homosexual sex, things like this going on. And then he would videotape it and blackmail people in the rap industry.
Well, that's all that over
part of the accusation. Oh, you know, wow. Like, so it's like an Epstein kind of thing, like a control. It's just sick, people.
And I mean, Kyle, you're old. I mean, we're of that generation. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, I always just thought he was a little shady. This is great. And this was from the interview. And we were talking about this before we started recording. Jared, let me throw this down here. But this was the Cat Williams interview. And he explains about, like, you know, just the shadiness of P. Diddy or Puff Daddy. But I just, like, just a lot of the things were like, remember, like with the murder of Biggie and Tupac. And it's like, how do you not know anything over all these years? And then just like remember when the Chappelle Show kind of hinted at it, you know, but, you know, Dave Chappelle was blackmailed. And, oh, he's going crazy, whatever. It's like, it just seems like this industry is incestuous with just these like sick motherfuckers. And if
it's almost like politics.
Yeah, but this is Cat Williams when he was interviewed. It was like a 3-hour interview with Shannon Sharp, and this was a couple. Like,
is that Genesee?
My goal was to get this far in Hollywood and still have a virgin asshole, and I never had sucked a penis. That was my only goal. I didn't want to get with a white woman because I was scared she might have me running down the street like Jonathan Majors.
Then you're gonna become a whole cat.
Not because I didn't like white women. I think white women are as great as any other women. But I'm not going to act like I'm not scared of them. I have a reason to be scared. You could be Kang the Conqueror, and they could take your rabbit ass down in 2 weekends. And that's the truth of the matter. So I stayed away from that. Now, I've had to turn down $50 million 4 times. 4 times just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting a body. And you gotta tell him no. You gotta tell him no. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say I'm so. My goal was.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff is coming out.
So good.
A lot of this stuff is coming out. And, you know, and then I think the next domino to fall in this rap industry. Okay, so the other one was Meek Mill.
Didn't he have a show back on MTV in like the Chappelle Show era? Because he made fun of the show. It was like
let me find that clip
where people YouTube would be like interns at his company or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Bad Boy. It was like Bad Boy Entertainment. Like
He would just send them out to do like ridiculous shit, and like the skit is basically. He sends them out to get like Ethiopian goat milk or something.
let me find the clip. This shit was hilarious.
Like titty milk or something.
It was
like
making
that.
The band. It was the Puff Daddy making the band. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the. Yeah, hang on, I got it here.
Man, that Cat Williams interview's got to be nuts. If that one clip was that nuts, like the rest of it's got to be.
There's been multiple.
Oh, he goes into it, man. And that's the thing, dude. He was he's still hilarious, but he's so down to earth. But it's like, you're telling me, and he kind of goes into that. Like, yeah, I never got that big break because I never like went down that. And that's the same thing with Chappelle. You get to a point and then it's like, yeah, they really expose Hollywood, you know, just kind of being open about it. But yeah, I think this is so like even Chappelle was joking about it. This was of that era, like early 2000s, right? Like, making the band.
Congratulations, y'all made it inside the house. You did good. All right, this is what's up. You can live here. You can record here. You can be bad boy artists here. But if you want to do it, first y'all got to walk to Queens and get me a sugar cookie. A sugar cookie, man. This is crazy. Yeah, come on, man. Bad boy. What the hell? This is not what I got in the music business to be doing.
Oh man.
Is but he trying to
exposes like how he was grooming, like he was a groomer, you know, and taking advantage and it brought in like
Ethiopian goat mouth part.
Bad boy. Oh yeah, that was it. That was it.
Oh, Cambit.
Oh, go back a little bit. Go back a little bit. Hold on. Yeah, this shit.
Not like this, man. Y'all not working like a team. I got to shut the studio down, yo. All right, the only way I open the studio up now, y'all got to walk uptown to the Bronx and get breast milk from a Cambodian immigrant. I only drink the finest breast milks. Go out there and milk a Cambodian. It's 100% Cambodian, yeah. It's the real.
It's the real shit. Keep playing it. It's funny.
He's like, oh, shit.
Dave Chappelle is the best.
It's got two jars.
Breast milk. You made my day. Holy not only am I going to open the studio up, I'm sending you in there with the legend. That's right, Wyclef, playboy.
No disrespect. I wanted to work with Wyclef more than I wanted to work with Puff.
Yo, Donna, you ready to get it started?
Anyway.
All
right, but, here we go. He, like, people were warning us, like, yeah, you know, but it's like,
gonna
hey, you know.
Taken down for playing that shit.
Well, probably, but.
What was that a warning? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, did he do a show like that? Did he have like a show where he was like the music producer and he was trying to?
Yeah, exactly.
It like, could have just been a spoof of that reality show, right?
Oh, that too. But I mean, he definitely had some groomer tendencies. And Babs, yeah. You have the Justin Bieber clip, or didn't you have something where that was kind of creepy? Or
think,
that was?
Yeah, I think there's a video up there of that.
What is
the
it?
Band was an actual TV show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're spoofing the TV show, I think, more than
yeah, but you're telling me, Kyle, like when they get together and they're partying, people like are talking.
It's his TV show.
So
I mean, yeah, basically, it's satire because it's a comedy show, Kyle.
But you don't think that he would throw some stuff out there that he would do and say, hey, this is satire, we're just trying to be funny here.
Right. Remember. Yeah. Right. Remember the other guy that you were referencing him to, Kelly. Right. R. Kelly. How he did that whole like musical number, like based on as R. Kelly.
Was pissing on people. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to piss on you.
It's called hiding shit in plain sight, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Hide shit where no.
You say, oh, this is a funny
where everyone story, can and every, cannot see it.
Yeah, but everybody who knows who knows.
I can't say I identified P. Diddy as like a suspicious individual early on or anything like that. Like I just figured he was just another rapper. He never really registered for me as a shady guy, but you guys kind of picked up on that earlier.
Didn't he Alex come out? Did.
I kind of like dude, because I mean I like Biggie
like ostentatious like, and like just over the top, and
you
like,
think he just got anybody that behaves like that, famous?
Like, oh, they've got to be doing some kind of fucked up shit, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I think they reach a level of perversion where they just can't, like, to get off. It just has to be even more and more twisted and grotesque all the time. And
they got
like,
too much.
Here's
money
the Bieber. Here's like
satisfies them,
dude. Here's him with Bieber.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now,
go full screen.
48 Hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like
that could be why Bieber's so messed up now.
We can't really disclose, but
yes,
yeah. Oh, geez,
15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when
Super Bowl halftime. How do you get that?
I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me.
Wait, he had legal guardianship of Usher?
And we
going real?
Full crazy.
What did he say?
Justin, he's in. You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48.
I think it's replaying.
Yeah, I mean,
did he say butt full crazy?
That's what it sounded like.
That's what I'm, dude. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And then it goes back to remember, like, Aaliyah. Aaliyah would have been probably the next Beyonce, because I think Beyonce's trash, to be honest. Like, Tierra and I get in arguments about, not arguments, but I'm like, Beyonce's not that great. I think Aaliyah was a lot better. She was underage with R. Kelly and Puff Daddy, and there's like rumors, all this shit's coming out. And then when she got big, she died. You know what I mean? Like, she was plane crash, like, mysteriously.
On the way to the island?
Yeah. And then you have, and then it, there's also ties with, like, with Puff Daddy, with, like, Jay-Z, and, like, Jay-Z. And now it's like there's shit coming out about Jay-Z. It's like this whole industry is just grotesque. Like, the whole industry is nasty. Like, for example, and I just saw this video the other day, and I'm like, you know, it's all early, it's all coming out, but it's like Big L was probably the greatest, like, one of the best lyricists, one of the best rappers coming up. Jay-Z was the last person with him when he died, like, before, like, he was shot. Jay-Z was like, I was the last person he was with, and then he gets shot. He got his, like, Big L gave Jay-Z his break, right? Then you tie in Puff Daddy with Biggie, right? Biggie and Tupac, right? They end up dead. Then you have, like, R. Kelly. There's shit coming out where it was R. Kelly and who the hell else was it? There was that song Fiesta, and it was literally filmed on Epstein Island. Like, what? This shit's all, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, and then we know with R. Kelly, like, these people are, like, they're beyond the pale. I'm just saying.
Thank you. I was just thinking.
I'm just saying, these people are sick.
Where's Harper coming to play?
I'm fairly certain if you took your glasses off, you'd probably look more like him.
You could use that meme every time Alex gets going. It's like,
I mean, I don't know. Just saying, like, not saying everything's a conspiracy, but I don't know. These people have some, like, they got some explaining to do. They got some.
You're right. There are a lot of, like, weird, shady connections in the, in, I don't know what you want to call it, the upper echelons of rap and Hollywood and the entertainment industry. We'll just say broadly.
People that are in power. Mm-hmm. When you get to that point of power, it's like you have to keep pushing your boundaries, right? Like, no one just becomes a billionaire and just like, all right, I'm retired, I'm not doing anything ever again. Like, all these billionaires are always constantly doing shit until they get, like,
right, like Puff Daddy couldn't he just get laid anytime he wants to, right?
Yeah,
he just, like, there's an endless supply of willing fans or prostitutes or whatever,
probably,
right? Like,
probably,
why would he ever need to rape children? You know,
he's a,
like,
pedophile. I think he's a pedophile.
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, it's a condition that some people have, you know, like, I don't think they get to that level of power and then just decide to become pedophiles just because they're bored. I think they're really pedophiles that just have that wiring.
But even if they're not into pedophilia and do other fucked up shit, it's because they just need more. They need more and more. So, like, whoa, I'm
more thrill seeking.
You think it's thrill seeking or just power seeking?
But they're not, they don't have political power. They just have, like, fame and money.
Oh, right? They get, like, come on. Did Puff Daddy get a Medal of Honor from Obama? I mean,
no, probably. Sure. Don't think so. It was just Tom Hanks.
Medal of Freedom.
Tom Hanks.
Aren't there ties with Oprah?
State power is not the only power that exists.
I know, yeah. But I mean, that's, you know, that's police power.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, you can still get away with a lot of shit without having, like, dumbass police under your beck and call. Like,
yeah, I mean, essentially,
you can
be
way more effective without police.
Puff Daddy's worth $1 billion. He could probably get away with almost.
He probably has a private army himself.
They must have a lot on them. I mean, they raided his place, right?
A private army of kids.
Soldiers, children, child soldiers. child soldiers.
Blood diamonds all over again.
We'll have to talk about it in the after hours. Babs, you wanted to bring, we'll talk about it in the after hours on the whole Oprah connections and then like her recently leaving. We'll talk about that more in the after hours because I find that's an interesting development.
Because it basically Oprah is the connection between all this Puff Daddy pedophilia shit and the pharmaceutical industry.
Are you saying like, she's like
and Oprah is now the confluence like the of
the cesspools. Sex trafficking railroad?
Are you saying that they're making a Ozempic to make the children skinny for the pedophiles?
Potentially.
All right. On that note, let's wrap this thing up.
Before you head out, Doug, do you want to plug away your Twitter or your YouTube page and what you do?
Yeah, sure. My Twitter is at Doug for Liberty. I'm not as based as most, but I post locally relevant stuff and I just bitch a lot. So YouTube, I do off-grid sustainable living type stuff because if you see that bridge that collapsed, those power lines are right next to it. And if they took those power lines out, I'd still have power. So, you know, it's Off-Grid Maryland on YouTube.
Off-Grid Maryland on YouTube. Hell yeah.
Cool.
So,
thanks for coming on, Doug.
Yeah, Doug, thank you.
You want to hang for after hours? We'll send you a new link. We'll hang out.
Yeah, I'll hang for a little bit.
Okay, cool.
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's get out of here, Jerry.
All right, yeah. So if you liked what you heard for the last hour, check out our Patreon and you can hear more. Go to patreon.com/punkrocklibertarians. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get access to our after-hour show. For $10, you'll get a t-shirt. We're also sponsored by Libertarian Country. They've got awesome libertarian-themed t-shirts. And if you use code PRL, you can save, is it 10%?
And, sounds good. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, until next time, live free.
Or die.
Statism's been free, the blood that is shed. Drenching the flags of the tax bombs in red. Was it by a few at the expense of the many? Soldiers and gods and the machine. You can't justify killing.